Blog Talk Radio.
Shy singing The Word You Cannot Say, a poem I wrote and she put to music. She does a great job. Thank you, Bridget. Welcome to the Man Cave, where Steven 76 and I get together the last Friday of every month to talk about things going on around us. Odd things, strange things, sort of up our alley. How you doing, Steven?
Doing all right. How you doing, Hatter?
I'm okay. Day to day, waiting for the next visit to the hospital, but that's not coming fast enough.
But
my left hip is going out so fast, it just I can hardly move around. Had to use the walker.
Oh,
I hate that. I know. I might as well get those little strings that you tie your glasses on behind your neck so you don't lose them. Just call it a day. Mold. I think that's the thing. Yeah. I don't know if Deborah's here with us or not. She said she'd be back. She does all the hard lifting in the back so we can sit out here and look pretty.
Hatter, and here's the thing, Big Brother. A lot of people don't get to live long enough to need a little bit of help from a walker to get around until their hip surgery. So,
I've always said that growing old, you should not complain, because there are those that never got a chance to. So we've got to do it as gracefully as we can.
There you go. Just have to remind yourself
now
and then.
Yeah, I owe it to them. Well, we got we got baseball winding down to the playoffs. They got a new 3 wild cards per conference. See, this is new this year, so it's going to be at least 2 extra teams in the playoffs that don't normally get there. At least 2. No, probably like 3. And then we got the football. Very exciting football. My roommate is a Miami Dolphin fan. They got their first loss this last weekend. Other than that,
they got worse than that. Did you see? Well, I'm sure you didn't see last night, because they're trying to make us pay for Thursday nights now. But that same Miami quarterback that took a shot and bumped his head, and they said it was really his back. They were wrong, and he took another clobber last night on the field. And when he hit the ground, his fingers contorted. Absolutely a 100% sign of brain damage, Hatter. He should have never been there. Yeah. He should have never got past the concussion protocol to get hurt the way he did. And if you get a chance, Google it. It's horrifying. Horror movie special effects stuff, the way his fingers curled. Really scary.
Oh,
sending out prayers for that.
I didn't know that happened.
Yeah, just
definitely
last night.
Holy crap. Nice. Tua, I can't pronounce his last name, quarterback for Miami. That's sad. Damn. Well, prayers go out to him. I hope he's okay, and he probably will have to retire. They'll force him to retire him.
Yeah.
He's not very old. He's not very old. He's a...
Yeah, so I was just going to say he's a newbie. I don't know for sure if he's a rookie, but he's definitely not been around very long. But regardless of the length of the term they've been there, it's a horrifying thing.
You know, for a quarterback, too, I remember we all played the receivers, defensive backs, running backs. I know I played with a concussion many times. You just get hit. You try not to get 100% physical during the week, but during the game, I was run over a couple of times by some big brute fullbacks. I was playing the first game of the year for Del Campo. The school I went to was Jesuit, and it, just like it sounds, it was a Catholic school for boys. They had a great draw of athletes, so they were always a powerhouse of the Capital Valley Conference. We were playing them, and I got hit by a fullback named what was his name? Well, I can't remember. But he came through the line and linebackers untouched, and I'm standing there about on the 3-yard line trying to prevent him from going in. He ran my ass over, tore my helmet off, broke my jaw. I get up and I run to the sideline and I look up and there's a priest. Priest laughs at me, turns me around, and pushes me back on the field. I look up to see a priest. I figure, where the hell am I? So I run over to the other side. I got my chin is split open, bleeding all over our white jerseys. Can't find my helmet. Coach is screaming at me. And then my defensive coach goes, Coach, he's not there. He's not all there. But later in the game, I had to play with a broken jaw and had my mouthpiece in, had to squeeze it. I had to grit my teeth together to prevent it from hurting. And I ended up intercepting a pass and running it to beat Jesuit for the first time in the history of the school, Del Campo. But, with a bloodied shirt. I can't remember that guy. He ran my ass over. I mean, man, I weighed me about 50 pounds. you can get hurt. You can get hurt. Football. I heard a sad story. I don't know what state it was in. There was a kid that died on the field. I think it was a game, not a practice. He just got hit and brain damage. So it, I wonder if the what's the requirements of high schools to have the specialized helmets. We got them. That's one thing our coach did. We had great helmets, form-fitting. We kept the same helmet for 3 of the 4 years, same uniform, which was good. But the helmets that we used before was what most of the teams in the Valley Conference was using, and they were just buckets. There were buckets with, you know, if your helmet, if you could rattle your head around in it or you could move it around, it didn't do you any good. You know, it's more dangerous than anything else. But that's sad about Tua. I can't see if his fingers curled like that. I know that's a sign that they will forcibly retire him. And it's sad. He's a good quarterback, winning team this year. But I hate to say I'm not against kids playing football. I would never prevent my kid. I never prevent my kids from playing. They were basketball players, basically, and baseball players. They wasn't interested in football like I was. But
hey, Hatter.
Yeah, many injuries. Yeah.
Rack and Tour would like to join the conversation.
Sure. Come on, Rack. How are you doing?
I'm listening for now. I'm doing all right.
Yeah, again, well, you know, I went through what we were going to talk about tonight. We'll get into sports a little later. I ran across the a list of what is considered the most beautiful women in the world or in Hollywood or known women. And some of them you'll agree with. Some of them I just totally wonder how the hell they got on the list. So number one, of course, is Raquel Welch, right?
Right.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Nobody disagrees that. Number two, Kim Novak. Very pretty blonde from more of the 60s. Number three, Audrey Hepburn. Very pretty.
Oh, yeah.
Then number four, I disagree with this one. Michelle Pfeiffer as number four. I don't know.
I have to agree.
Yeah. And number five, Charlize Theron. How do you say that? Charlize
Theron? Theron, yeah.
She's pretty. And then number six, who should be number one or two, is Marilyn Monroe.
True.
Number seven, Hedy Lamarr. She played, I think she was one of the girls that played in the Bing Crosby, the Bob Hope shows. I think Hedy Lamarr was one of those girls.
That at least, yeah.
Yeah. Number eight, Grace Kelly. Very pretty.
Okay.
Number nine, Anne Margaret. Don't disagree with that. Cool. And number 10, Liz Taylor.
I was just going to say, I'm surprised she didn't make it, but yeah, there you go.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. They do list some of the early beautiful ladies, but a lot of the more recent, Kim Basinger, number 11.
Uh-huh.
And okay, number 12, Sophia Loren. That's pretty deep in the list.
Yeah,
it should be higher.
And let's see, number 13. You're not going to believe it, Olivia Newton-John.
Wow.
Oh, I totally agree. Got to be on that list.
I do too. I'm glad that they listed her. 14, Scarlett Johansson. And number 15. One of my favorites, Jessica Alba.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
And number 16, Natalie Portman.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, we'll do that. Number 17, Halle Berry. I've seen Halle Berry with no makeup. Ruined my day.
Seen her with no top.
Well, you know. let's see.
Okay.
Number 18,
different show though.
18 is a gal named Gal. I don't even really remember who. Gardop or something. She's a model. You probably recognize her face, but didn't know. And 19, I disagree with this one. Sofia Vergara.
Okay.
She's the judge. Yeah, she was on the. What's that
Modern
show
Family.
With Ed?
Modern Family.
Yeah. And she's pretty. She's not hard on the eyes at all, but I wouldn't have her on my list. Sorry, Sophia. I guess I'm not being invited to the party this year. Okay. Number 20, Megan Fox.
Okay.
Now 21, Christie Brinkley. There you go.
Okay.
Uptown Girl.
What's in the Piano Man, yeah. Piano Man. Then 22, Mila Kunis.
Okay.
Mila.
She's getting better looking, I got to admit. A lot of makeup, though. 23, Kate Upton. Okay. Mm-hmm. Number 24, Angela Jolie. I disagree.
Angelina.
Who am I? Yeah. Number 25 is Rita Hayworth. Rita Hayworth.
Wow.
Yeah, she was actually one of the pictures, like Betty Davis was, they put on the airplanes in World War II.
Yeah,
uh-huh. It was one of those. Now,
mm-hmm.
I listed those. Now, who's missing? Who do you think should be on that list? I made a small list here of people that I should be on there. My first is a lady that I thought, and I still do, I think she's one of the most prettiest women ever lived. It was Marlo Thomas.
Oh, yeah, she was very beautiful.
Yeah.
Absolutely gorgeous.
I know that girl.
That girl.
I have
yeah.
two.
Yeah, who?
Jacqueline Smith. She was one of the Charlie's Angels.
Yeah.
And Jane Seymour.
Oh,
Dr.
Yeah.
Quinn, Medicine Woman.
Two different colored eyes, the brown and the green. My favorite, Courtney Thorne Smith. She would be at the top of my list. I love her. Courtney Thorne Smith. Tuesday Weld. What happened? Tuesday. That's been Wednesday when I took the list. and was it Linda Carter? Wonder Woman?
Yeah, Wonder Woman.
Kristen Stewart. She's a girl next door type of girl.
Uh-huh.
And another one of my favorite, Renee O'Connor. You would know her as the sidekick from Xena the Warrior Princess. She was the...
Okay, the blonde
girl.
Yeah, Renee O'Connor. She was very, very smart, made her money... invested well. She lives on a big ranch in Texas. Should have retired. Good for you, Renee. And where's Emma Watson? Come on.
England.
Yeah.
Harry Potter.
So who else? Yeah.
About like Kathy Ireland or?
Yeah,
or
there you go. McPherson, sure. And they are, both of those are natural beauties. They don't really use a lot of makeup.
Well, what was the girl's name from White Collar that ended up marrying Prince, what's his name? What about her?
Grace Kelly, you talking about?
No. There was a TV show called White Collar, and in the middle of the series, I think at one point, the guy's co-star, his love interest, got married to the prince in England.
Meghan Markle.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, then it was a Margot Kidder. Another one wasn't mentioned. It's subjective. It's like who's the best guitar player? You know, you're gonna get. Anybody from five, seven different people. And it's just, you ask Eric Clapton who's the best guitar player, he'll go, there really isn't any. I mean, who do you think? That's who it is. That's what you think. That's a very subjective question. But I can see that.
I'm
think
really
Raquel Welch has got Raquel Welch has got it hands down, number one on anybody's list. Marilyn Monroe would be up there. I've got, I used to have a Marilyn Monroe collection. I sort of collected odd things that she had, and I had a calendar that had some pictures that I had never seen before. Absolutely gorgeous Marilyn Monroe in her younger days.
What was Bo Derek?
Yeah, Bo Derek.
Yeah. I like Lucy Liu too.
Okay. Yeah, there's one Japanese actress. I don't know her name. I probably couldn't pronounce it. I never can figure it out. But to me, she's just perfect. Absolutely perfect. What's that?
I don't understand how Roseanne Barr didn't make the list.
Valerie Bertinelli.
Kathy Bates, yeah.
Valerie Bertinelli.
Valerie
Bertinelli,
still beautiful.
Yeah.
What did she see? She had that bad boy syndrome, like Heather Locklear.
Yeah. And she named her kid Wolfgang.
Right. Wolfgang by Van Halen.
You know who I really thought was very attractive, and then she had a nose job and ruined her looks, was Jennifer Grey.
Dirty Dancing. Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, how about the one who ruined her, herself, Melanie Griffith?
Griffith.
Oh, my God. Sad. Keep the wrinkles. Don't go there.
Right, well, I can't. Stephen, what's the chick's name from Twister?
Helen Hunt.
Helen Hunt.
I was going to listen.
She's got
some botched plastic surgery, and I bet you she wishes she just aged gracefully, because I apologize if she's one in a million listening, but man, they did not do a good job.
I saw pictures of her. Her aging lines were not attractive at all. I can see why she probably did it, because I was always in love with Helen Hunt. I thought she was very pretty.
She tried to.
Another one. I was like Jamie Gertz too.
Oh yeah, Jamie Gertz, sure.
Well, there's an oldie that she was actually one of Andy Warhol's muses, Barbara Feldon. She played Agent 99 on Get Smart.
Yeah.
Yep.
Oh yeah. Yeah. Barbara Eden
wow.
too.
Yeah.
The ones I would be most upset about not being on the list would be Courtney Thorne Smith, Emma Watson. I was going to list.
I'd even put Drew Barrymore on there.
Drew Barrymore, you know, or even Britney Spears. I'm sorry, she was very pretty.
Yeah.
Before she shaved
Drew
her
Barrymore. Is the little girl, the doggy pulling her bathing suit bottom down in the copper tone suntan lotion bottle? The little icon for that suntan is her. It's a trivia.
Mickey Mouse. Yeah, her and Christina Aguilera.
Oh, Brittany.
And there's another one. I didn't know that. I think, I don't know, I think it was David. He played the kid on Rifleman.
That's going back
away.
I think
it was him. Yeah, they were all Mouseketeers at one time. you know, it's strange. I was thinking the other day how much we didn't have and didn't know, didn't miss it because we didn't know what TV was like now. You know, three channels, two of them came in, the other one basically didn't very well. And that was it. And the country stopped on Sunday from the hours of noon to three. It was wild old sports.
The test basically. Pattern.
Yeah, high tech was your rotor antenna. You would move it. That was high tech, man.
When TV signed off at like midnight.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, the test pattern. Yeah.
Kay and I, we went and saw Poltergeist in the theater the other day for the first time ever seeing it on the big screen. That was pretty cool.
Poltergeist is a big show.
I'm glad you got to see that time.
Yeah, it was cool.
Yeah, Halloween's coming up. Halloween's coming. I ran across some strange events that are happening. You know, everybody knows about the tomato festival in that town in Italy that they throw tomatoes at everybody. there's also one that celebrate oranges. These guys, they actually dress up in armor. They create armor and helmets and shit. And they hurl oranges. I mean, you could get hurt with an orange.
Yeah, you could.
Not in armor.
Yeah, let's see. This is not okay. I got them on my desktop on my phone. Okay, here it is.
You got a really cool gift when it comes to oranges. I'll drop on the board real quick.
I got into you know how you decorate or sculpt watermelons and melons, or you can do it with oranges too.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Flowers. Yeah, I got into that when I was a pumpkin carver champion. I was in I was in like four contests in my life.
they have the Pumpkin Masters pumpkin carving kit.
I used to do that,
and you know what? Somebody used one of those against me one year, and I thought I was going to get beat, and they said, no, you used a pattern, and they disqualified her. She was pissed.
I bet.
Take a chance. I thought this story was cool. This seal, I think it was in Massachusetts, had through the drainage pipes, some of it ended up in this pond, this big pond that was in the residential area. They tried for a couple of days trying to catch it. I mean, they had, I don't know, 20, 30 people out there. They couldn't catch this little gray seal. The next day, it shows up at the police station at the side door, like it's giving himself up. So they let him in. They caught him and fed him off to get checked, and they released him. I thought that was funny. He couldn't catch it. Friday, he just came up there and said, "Hey, you looking for me?"
Did they have flipper cuffs?
Oh, it's some sad news. We had in Florida, they had a tractor trailer turnover crash on its side, carrying Coors Light. Coors beer over the freaking freeway. Now they said that the accident happened at 6 o'clock in the morning. The roads were closed up till past noon. Now, that's 6 hours. 6 hours? I'll tell you what. I got some buddies. We could clean that up in an hour. No problem. There's a picture of it. Another story. In Salem, Massachusetts, right? Salem's in Massachusetts.
Mm-hmm.
They had a... statue that was vandalized by this guy. He came and threw red paint all over this statue. And what's Salem known for? The witches?
Sure, the witch
hunt. Who do you think the statue was?
I don't know.
Who's the most famous witch, Hollywood?
Sabrina.
Elizabeth Montgomery.
Oh.
Sam. Yeah.
Wow.
There's a picture of it. It's what the beginning of it when she's flying on a broom, the moon's behind her. That's basically the statue, and he doused her completely red paint. The reason, and he was caught, and he was charged with, the first judge charged him with a year in jail.
You know who played her mom?
Second judge overturned it and gave him 18 months probation, and he has to pay back the money to restore the statue. Now, this guy, the reason he did it, he was going through rough times. He wanted to be arrested so he could go to jail, get fed, and have a nice place to sleep. So the second judge, he gave him probation, kicked him out. He wouldn't put him in jail.
Wow.
Good for that judge.
It didn't
work.
You
know what, Hatter? There's a lot of people. I mean, I didn't mean to sound naive, but there's a lot of people that do what they want in the warm weather, and then, like you just said, intentionally get arrested to spend winter in jail, and it's like they do it over and over.
In the clock.
What the
hell?
In California, I'm sure there's other states like that. You get full health coverage. Dental vision. You get the internet.
Hmm.
You get 3 square meals a day. And
And then they get out and they have fun for the summer and spring and summer, and then they do it again. It's like mind blowing.
Yeah, and they're almost, some of them are institutionalized. They can't make it out. I met some guys that did it. They were back in jail in 2 weeks. That's where they live. That's home. So, I don't know. There's a picture of in college of Elon Musk. What do you think that auctioned off for? Elon Musk, a photo of him in college. $165,000.
Wow. I just call up the high school and order one of the old yearbooks.
Yeah. Yeah. Let's see. Let's flip it through this. Okay, this says, always put a crayon in your wallet when you're traveling. Why would that be, you think? I didn't read this story, so I have no idea. Why would you put a crayon in your wallet when you travel? So I'm going to go ahead and read it. We may not like to admit it, but life can be difficult in even the best of circumstances. One of the secrets of making our day-to-day difficulties more tolerable is by looking for easier ways to approach them. By this point in your life, you have probably heard of life hacks. The life hack is a little trick that can be quirky, quickly implemented in your day-to-day life to solve problems. With a new hack hitting the internet every day, we can blah, 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 blah. Come on, buy the crayon. Keep it on reading. 31.
To write a message on a piece of paper or something, I don't know. That's the only thing I can
do. Yeah. I've been thinking about it since I read the headline. I have no idea. I can't think of why a crayon in your wallet. That would be just in your pocket. You don't need a wallet. It's one of these next. So I got to go next. So
I
don't think
that.
I'm going to get to it. It's 31 of them. Yeah, it's 31 of them. So
how do I put the photo up? Elizabeth Montgomery statue on the chat wall.
Oh, yeah. He did a
good
job.
I see the red paint.
Yeah.
He should have chipped her nose and got caught.
Tinkle, tinkle, tinkle. I can't wiggle my nose. I don't know how she did it.
Let's see. Going through some of the people that have passed away, you might not know, Dan Reeves was the head coach of the Broncos when John Elway He passed away from, it says, complications from COVID. That's sad. Coolio, is that, you know, the rapper? Or, he was found dead in a friend's a bathroom.
Was he looking at the same?
Yeah, Coolio, Grammy winner, found dead at a friend's house in Los Angeles, September 28th. All that money. There was a couple. Oh, Louise Fletcher. You will know her as Miss Nurse Cratchit.
Oh, from the original movie?
Yeah, from Over from the Cuckoo's Nest. She passed away. Do you know the Odo's, the other changeling,
Oh, yeah, from
whatever
Deep
he
Space
is. Do you know that's her? That's Cratchit? That's Nurse Cratchit? The lady, the old lady? She's sort of evil?
Oh, that's okay.
I think she's on more of Deep Space Nine.
I know Renee Auberjonez was Odo.
Yeah, yeah. I got that wrong. She's the... Oh, jeez. She's one of the main ladies, and she's evil. Anyway, you'll recognize her. I'll find a picture of her. It was her, but now that they said it, sure. there was one more down here that I didn't know. Of course, Queen Elizabeth II, sure.
You know, something funny that I just saw, speaking, going into Star Trek a little bit, sorry. I've been getting into that Star Trek Discovery show. And there was an episode that I was watching a couple weeks ago, and a guy was playing an Orion, so he was all green. But I looked at him really hard. I was like, oh, my God, that's Clint Howard. And it made me think of how back in the original series, Clint Howard was as a little kid alien, and now it's come full circle as him as an old man alien.
Yeah, he played the alien that get younger as they grow old or something.
Yeah.
Clint Howard. He plays the. I've seen him play. He's been. A number of times he's been the alien. Yeah, and he's easily spotted. You can tell it's Clint Howard.
There are a lot of stars that played like on Batman that showed up on Star Trek and vice versa.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I'll tell you what, Batman, there was a line for stars wanted, trying to get to become a villain on.
Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Oh yeah. Well, but Vincent Price played the egghead. That German actor, I can't think of his name. He played the Iceman or.
You're talking about. He's the only one I have a problem remembering because. There was the guy that played the black and white guy on Star Trek. He was in it.
Frank Gorshin.
Rip Torn was, I think he was the Mad Hatter.
Mad Hatter, yeah. Yeah, they...
I know Steven's going to be able to do it, but go ahead, Steven. The three Catwomen.
Oh, easily four of them. There's four of them.
Yeah, well, Eartha Kitt and Julie Newmar.
Two best known.
Meriwether.
Lee
Meriwether. And then the fourth one is, if you go to, to more recent, it's Halle Berry.
Right.
And then the one... Blonde chick, what was her name? Who played the Catwoman, the first Batman?
Michelle Pfeiffer.
Michelle Pfeiffer, yeah. She looked good in that black suit. Anne Heck passed away.
Anne Hesh?
Yes.
Hesh, yeah.
That's right. I did about that, yes.
Olivia Newton-John.
There.
Burgess Meredith. I'm stalling the villains. The Burgess Meredith. He was a big the penguin.
Penguin.
Yeah.
Cesar Romero. Cesar Romero played a great
Joker.
Yeah.
We had
that was iconic.
Yeah, they had
Cesar Romero,
Black Widow. Black Widow. Slips my name. But yeah, surprisingly how many stars, big stars, were villains.
Roddy McDowell was the bookworm.
Yep. Yep.
Oh, wow.
Roddy McDowell.
Yeah.
Ed Norton, guy played the Ed Norton on the Honeymooners, was his name. He played Robin Hood.
Oh, get out of here.
I say that I read something about Cesar Romero that he made up that Joker laugh, but he did it so often that it became his real laugh.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
I tell you what, Cesar Romero, he put everything into that character. The one guy that did it all was Frank Gorshin, the Riddler. He put everything into the role.
You gotta love the movie that they did where they went up against all those villains. All of them were in there.
I remember that. Yeah, that's when you get the bat boat, the bat helicopter,
the bat shark repellent.
that was always blow away that he took the anti-radiation pill from his utility belt before he came. This happened to some of the traps, and they always leave. They don't want to witness, you know. It's always so they have a chance to escape. It's pretty funny. And then walk up the wall. The window would open. Sammy Davis. Sammy Davis Jr.
The camera sideways.
Dick Clark.
Yeah, it is. They're just squatting. Up the little rope. It's pretty funny. It's an iconic TV show. It turned out to be. I don't think in any way did they think it was going to be as big as it was. I mean, it made Batman. We wouldn't have known comic books.
Right. Do you know what more recent show? Kind of. I mean, it's not exact, but they have an awful lot of cameos from big stars that showed up on the Big Bang Theory. It seemed like almost every other week. There would be a huge star on there.
I love that show.
It's a great show. I think my favorite was what the heck's his name? The guy who played Band Santa when he was on it. What the hell's his name?
Robert Urich? Band Santa? You said
no,
Band,
the one that played
Urich.
Band Santa. He's talking about what's his name?
Bob Thornton?
Yes, thank you, Bob.
Yeah, every time a woman would touch his hand, he would start going one Mississippi, two Mississippi. And if it was like three Mississippis, that means she was interested.
Wow. Brings back. And Robin. I remember when they introduced the Green Hornet. And the guy that played the Green Hornet, I can't remember his name, but the Kato Lee. And they at the end of the show, they were fighting. The Green Hornet and Kato were fighting Batman and Robin. They were supposed to lose to Batman and Robin. And Kato says, "There's no way in hell I'm losing a fight to this guy, Burt Ward." Burt Ward had arms about the size of my wrists. And he said, "There's no way I'm going to lose." So they ended up being a draw. Nobody won the fight. But yeah, he says there's no way in hell. I have a statue in Hollywood and in fighting. I can't lose to this guy. That wasn't it. He refused to do it.
There's a lot of backstory to some of the things they wanted him to do that he just, you know, did differently because he didn't want to follow the script. Like when he was supposed to enter a room, they had him running down the stairs or whatever, and he like jumped on the pole and slid down to the bottom of the stairs and, you know, did what he was supposed to do. And, you know, it was such a better thing than what they tried to script. They just kind of let him run with it sometimes, but he was constantly going off script. Because
when they filmed Enter the Dragon, is that the one? That's not the one with Chuck Norris at the end. Maybe it is, but he was told.
Is that the one where he pulls the hair off his chest?
He had to slow down. He said he was told you have to slow down. We can't. The film they were using and the cameras couldn't pick up what he was doing. He was so fast. They actually told him you need to slow down your kicks and punches because the film that they were using wouldn't pick it up. I thought that was sort of watching Chuck Norris get his butt kicked at the end. That was sad.
Bruce Lee grabbed a handful of hair off his chest and blew it in his face.
Have you seen that little kid who imitates it with the nunchucks?
Oh, well, on the internet.
I think it's Fist of Fury. I think it's Fist of Fury, Bruce Lee movie. And this little kid, he doesn't even watch the thing. He's got the timing down with the nunchucks. And he was like 5 years old when he started doing that. Kid's amazing. Yes. And he does that where Bruce Lee would hold out his hands and just draw his fingers back. Like, come on. Come on.
The politically incorrect Afro Ninja he was imitating Bruce Lee with the nunchucks. He had the tracksuit and everything.
Oh yeah.
it became very famous. I mean, they lumped what was on South Park, him and the Numa Numa guy, and they had the whole bunch of them.
I never watched South Park. I wish I had.
I was ambivalent about them, but the day that I watched one episode where I had to concede that they were brilliant, and it was the episode that turned into the off-Broadway play and everything else, the Book of Mormon, that they decided they were going to make fun of the entire Mormon religion. So how do you get away with doing that? They made it into a musical. And they're sitting there, and they're telling you the story in musical format. And then, what do you do when you're singing? And you don't dum da dum dum dum. I was like, oh, that's brilliant. They got away with. Oh my God, that was so brilliant. I swear to God, I couldn't get over it. I could not get over it. It's like when they have cameos with Tom Cruise and Mom, Tom Cruise won't come out of the closet. It's like they put him in a situation, and they just describe, hey, he's literally in the closet on the cartoon. So, but they're saying it's like, the way they do that is so brilliant in so many different ways. I'm telling you.
Well, they attacked everything. They made fun of everything. Remember the guy that played the chef, the cook, the black guy.
Yeah.
It came down to making fun of Islam and Muhammad, and he quit.
Well, he didn't like the idea that he was more famous for being chef than he was for actually having a music career, too.
You know, they should be happy with their jobs. Yeah. Yeah. I wish I'd seen. I've seen little parts of South Park, mainly when they're saying, listen to this. This is what they got away with. But yeah, was that Seth MacFarlane also?
Yes, Seth MacFarlane. What was it? Seth MacFarlane was Family Guy. Matt Stone and Trey Parker. Yeah, no, Seth MacFarlane. No. It's Matt Stone and Trey Parker.
And it wasn't Seth Green. He was a robot chicken.
Robot, yeah.
I love robot chicken.
But the other thing, you know, talking about what they got away with on South Park, there's an entire website of, it's called What Kenny Said. Because in the cartoon, it sounds like he's mumbling in the beginning of the song, when they're singing the song. And someone sat down and realized he's really talking. And, you know, because he's got you know, you can't understand him. He's all muffled. But he's saying some stuff, let me tell you. And you know, when you hear them say this is what he's saying and you go back and listen to it, it's like it's clear as day. It's like, how did they get away with that? Because, in season one, what he was saying was just I'm not going to say it. But, I mean, I was like, oh, my God. And then it became a thing. So, you know, when Kenny talks, you know, he really says some stuff.
Well, I guess just like that ventriloquist that he's probably one of those famous. He does the specials. He's got the old guy and the terrorist.
Charlie McCarthy, I think, was one of the more famous ones, and Edgar Bergen. But you're talking about the new guy, the modern guy. He's good. I think he had a better stand-up than Ventrilo.
I saw him on the sports talk, the Sports Center. It had Joe Rowe, and it had two big basketball players, and in between them they had Kruk. If you don't remember who Kruk was, a baseball player. He had testicular cancer. Played for the Phillies, I think. You know, anyway, this guy's got the old Walter is the puppet's name, and Walter was picking on him, and Kruk got pissed at the puppet, and the one black guy, basketball player, he goes, man, you know, that's just a puppet. He goes, yeah, but he's making me mad.
Yeah.
My point was, if you do it with a puppet, or a cartoon, you can get away with so much more.
There's a comedian out there who does the same kind of thing. He's got a puppet too. He literally got into a fight with someone in the audience, and he's trying to salvage the act, but he's talking, interacting with the guy. And, you know, he's like reminding the guy, you know, hey, you know, he's only a puppet. And the guy's yelling at him, I ain't not talking to you, I'm talking to him. And he's like challenging him to take him out I'm going to meet you in the parking lot. And he's going, okay, but you're going to have to carry me. He gets up on stage and like yanks the puppet's head off and throws it across the stage. And the ventriloquist has the presence of mind to go, ah! I mean, it's hysterical. Oh my God.
Yeah. I got to find, cause I watch them all the time.
I was just picking up the things that Kenny says, and yeah, you're right. They're pretty you can't say them here. Yeah, you can't say them here.
I used to be a claw master.
Do you know what my least favorite South Park episode is?
Yeah, go ahead.
My least favorite South Park episode is the one where Kenny dies.
Oh, yeah, and they don't bring him back.
Is it not all the episodes?
I was going for every episode, yeah.
They killed Kenny.
Kenny.
Jeff Dunham is the ventriloquist.
He is the best ventriloquist I've ever seen in my life.
He literally has blind people that go to see him.
Really?
Yeah, I'm dead serious. He talks about it in his act too. But yeah, if I'm not mistaken, he was the one that actually was messing with the interpreter.
Yeah, I tell you what, Jeff, he doesn't pull punches. I mean, he like when he had Kruk, he had Kruk just freaking livid, just pissed on stage, wanted to tear that puppet apart, and the two basketball players are going, dude, man, it's a puppet. It just would.
Yeah, but he's making me mad.
And I try to find that little episode or that little clip of that happening, and I can't find it. They like took it off.
Yeah.
Can't find it. Yeah, it was a Sports Center or something. Yeah, and he's made Walter famous, that old man. Oh. What's the one he says? His wife, when she gets on the cycle.
Oh, bitch! Bitch!
She gets on her PBS cycle and runs my ass over. Yeah, I remember when he was going to the Middle East. I can't remember what country he's going into, but they came to him and said, "Look, you can't do the terrorist. You can't do the."
He did the show in Dubai in the tent.
Yeah, was that it? Dubai. Yeah, they said you can't do it. So he created his son, terrorist son. Did you see him? He got away with it. Today, September 30th, in the year of our Lord 2022, this is the 273rd day of the year, and we're in the week 39. We're 75% through our year. Today was National Chewing Gum Day, Hot Cider Day, National Love People Day.
No, I can't do that.
National Mud Pack Day. And orange shirt. You're supposed to wear an orange shirt.
I bleed orange.
Yeah. But October 1st, tomorrow, more important, Pumpkin Spice Day. National Pumpkin Spice Day. And National Black Dog Day. Put on some Led Zeppelin, play Black Dog.
Hell yeah.
Fire Pup. Day, National Hair Day. National Hair Day. What the hell? National Right Arm Day. National Homemade Cookies Day. And National Green City Day.
When you were talking about the truck and turning over in wherever it was, I thought you were going to, you know, go into the one with the truck that was delivering human hair for wigs. And it went all over the highway. And the police were combing for clues.
We had, around in the Sacred Tomato in California, we used to, they grew a lot. We were the biggest rice-growing city in the world. Tomatoes and walnuts and almonds and tomatoes were up there also. We would have overturned trucks of tomatoes all the time. I remember growing up, yeah. See it all the time.
Huh.
And put the farmers out of business, and they shut down the Campbell's soup factory. So you don't see it anymore. But they had one where there was tomatoes and beer and it was something else in the roadway, all three together, beer, tomatoes, and I don't know if it was avocados or something.
It had to be chips, because
yeah,
that was what goes with the beer and the tomato.
Yeah. Where are we here? Okay, we don't want that. Well, baseball. Baseball coming down. I went to look and see what the new rule is. They're adding wild card. There'll be three wild card teams in each conference. And I'm trying to think how many extra games that will be. Are they actually playing a 3 out of 5? They're playing 3 out of 5? I mean,
I think so.
You would have, yeah. Let me get to, if I hit that, it's going to be the wrong one. Okay.
Already struck out.
Okay.
Who's on first? What's on second? I don't know who's on third.
Yeah, we just got done early in the mornings, real early, or we call it late night. They were having the Crosby, Hope, you know,
the road shows,
Zanzibar Road, yeah. They're pretty cool. Bob Hope was a kick, man. I'll tell you what.
Jack Benny was funny too.
Jack Benny, I had the privilege of riding. We were herding cattle in Nebraska. We were herding cattle down the highway from one pasture to the other. That's how you did it. Get on horseback and a couple of small trucks. Well, I got to ride back with my cousin Roger. And on the way back, we would cut through. You didn't want to stay on the highways. You'd go through pastures and land. And he said, this is Jack Benny's, one of Jack Benny's multi, you know, thousands of acres of land in Nebraska. So, Jack Benny. Who'd have known? It was in the meat.
Him and Groucho Marx had sort of a rivalry. They would play off of each other, you know, because everyone called him cheap, so they were always making jokes about him being cheap. And he showed up on You Bet Your Life trying to win the money, but he was pretending he wasn't Jack Benny, like he needed the money. pretty funny stuff.
Yeah, another one, George Burns. I like
Gracie. But George Burns was a class act. I love George Burns.
Yeah.
Oh, that was another one that died late 2021 was Betty White. She passed away.
Oh, she had a reputation. Boy.
You know, she was married to Alan Ludden, the original host of Password. That was her first husband, I guess. Huh?
What? You've been gone for an hour, and I'm pretty sure Stephen has to get up in the morning, so I thought you might want to do your wrap up.
Hour goes real quick. Rack, thanks for calling in and hanging with us. Appreciate that. Steven, it's always a pleasure. I look forward to the last Friday of every month to sit here and bullshit for a while.
Yes, sir.
Thank you, Deborah. Can't do any of this without you. And anybody going to be listening on demand, you listened to the Man Cave with Steven and Hatter and Deborah and Rack. We'll be back in a month. It'll be Halloween.
Yeah.
Close to it. I don't know what day. Well, probably the 25th or something is a Friday, 6th, so on. But, I say it every year. They give you a day legally that you can scare the hell out of kids and get away with it. If you do any of that any other day, you have a sheriff knocking on your door. Well, I did have a sheriff knock on my door anyway once. I kind of got carried away. But, I used to go full out on Halloween. A lot of fun. So, yeah, the Man Cave. Thank you guys for hanging with me. We will be in World Series by next October. We will be probably done by then, I think. Pretty close to it.
My prediction will come true.
Who do you think is going to win?
My prediction is going to come true. The Cleveland's going to win the World Series the year after they're no longer called the Indians.
That's why. Oh my God.
what are they called? Just out of curiosity.
The Guardians.
Okay then.
It was
after a London newspaper, I guess. Wow.
It still ends with Dians. I think that's where they're going for.
Yeah,
they could have been the comedians then, for all that matters.
The comedians. Yeah.
That team's a joke, I'm telling you.
we were talking about the other day. He said the names they should have picked. I mean, Santa Cruz out here in California on the coast is a big party school or college, and a great place to visit there to live. But they changed. I don't know what their original mascot was, but the student body got to pick what mascot they wanted. Then they chose by heads down the banana slugs.
Oh no!
Yeah. Of course, they don't have any sports teams. That's more of a academic marine.
See, now that would even be a good baseball team. You know, the Sluggers, the Banana Slugs, the Sluggers. Come on,
Sluggers, there you go.
Missed opportunities, man.
That's pretty good, right?
They couldn't even the Sluggers. Team colors.
Yellow slimy Sluggers. Yeah. All right. Well,
good night.
We'll need a song. We'll just hang. We'll just end it here. Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
See you in a
month.
Keep the faith.
Stephen had a conversation. Good night. Good night, Deb.
Good night, Zach and Tour. Good night, Stephen. Nice to have a great conversation. Love you, back.
Yep. See you guys.
See you.
Thank you for calling.